This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Good morning and welcome to K4HD Radio. This is the Your Living Brand Live show. My name is Ben Baker. This show is all about how you communicate value, how you build influence through trust, and recognizing who your audience is and who they are not. Over the next 50 minutes, we will explore different ways to help you demonstrate your uniqueness and ask our guest, what's your story? Welcome to the show. Hi, everybody. It's Ben Baker. It's the Your Living Brand Live show. Welcome back to another week. I am still traveling, but I have brought with me another guest. Patty Farmer is going to be on the show today, and she is incredible. But before we get to her, I want to give a shout out to Rebel. Thank you very much for holding down the fort while I've been away. And thank you to my wonderful audience. You know, I hope while I've been away, you guys have had some, you know, incredible shows. You've enjoyed yourself. You've got some tidbits from my various guests. And I promise I will be back hopefully next week. I'm hoping to be back next week, but it all depends on plane schedules. We'll have to see whether I'm actually alive and you know, whether jet lag has gotten to me or not. I want to talk to you guys this week about staying in your lane. You know, too many people are trying to be jacks of all trades. They're trying to be everything to everybody. They're trying to be, you know, generalists where they can sit there and say, you know what, I can take care of that. And I can take care of that, and I can do that, and I can do that, and I can do the other thing. As soon as you're doing that, the one thought that I have, you know, when people say that to me is, what do you do well? You know, what are you an expert in? What are you really good at? And what are you worth me paying you money to do? You know, we all have things we do better than others. We all have things that we are really good at and things that we're not so good at. You know, in terms of branding, you know, I do not brand business-to-consumer companies, the B2C companies, the retail companies. I don't brand them. You know what? They're people that are much better off than I am. I could probably do it, but I'd be doing my clients a disservice. I don't understand the industries. I don't understand the mentalities. I don't understand the speed of service, and it's different. So what I do is I sit there and say, you know what? I've got some really good people that I'm friends with that are really, really good branding in the consumer, you know, space. Let me introduce you. I can't do everything for everyone. I can't help everybody. There's, as I say over and over again, there's 7.5 billion people in the world. If I could help 0.1% of 0.01% of the people out there, God knows how small a number that is, I'd still be busy. You know, if 100 people called me tomorrow and said, Ben, I want to go ahead with a project, I couldn't do it. And that's okay. You know, we all have to sit there and look at our businesses and say, this is what I can do. This is what I can't do. This is what I do really well, and be able to articulate it. You need to be able to articulate why people should do business with you, because this is what you do really, really well. And this is what differentiates yourself from your competition. You know, we need to look at that. We need to be honest with ourselves. If we start sitting there going, well, yeah, I could do that, or I could do that, or I could do the other thing. Yeah, you can do it, but you won't do it as efficiently. And what it does is it takes you away from doing the things you're really good at, the things that you can actually charge more for, you can do more efficiently, and you can build loyal customers doing. So when you try to take on work that isn't in your wheelhouse, it isn't stuff that you do, you start looking foolish. You start looking like somebody that, you know, all right, they're competent, they can do it, but why did I pay them to do this? You know, better to give that work to somebody you trust. Better to sit there and say, you know what, I've got somebody in my network that specializes in that. Let me make the introduction. You may make a commission off that. They may pay you a finder fee. They may not. they may turn around and say, you know what, Ben, I've got a client for you, and give you a lead to a client that could be 10 times more profitable than the one you gave to them. You never know what's going to happen. But if we look at business that way, to sit there and say, you know what, let's surround ourselves with people who are experts in things that we're not, and be able to refer them business, we're all stronger. I am a firm believer that we are all stronger together. There is enough work for everybody. And it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what business you're in. You can't help everyone. You can't do everything. And the sooner you realize that, it's really, you know, it takes weight off your shoulders, because you can sit there and say, okay, I can concentrate on this, and I can purchase the systems and the software that allows me to do this better. I can advertise in these type of publications because that's where the people that I know that I can help are, and I can concentrate on that, and I can spend my time and my effort and my money there. I can take my time on social media, and I can have conversations, deep conversations, about the things I'm expert on, and all of a sudden I'm building my reputation, I'm building trust, I'm building my brand. And people recognize that, and they start calling you for the type of things that they do, because they say, oh, wait a second, I need to start speak to Ben, because he does branding on B2B, and he also does things on internal communication. Internal communication is really vitally important, and that's where my specialty is. The branding, yeah, that comes out of it, but the internal communication, that's where I specialize in. And internal communication for business-to-business companies. And I actually specialize in things like logistics, insurance, you know, transportation. I've got a very specific types of clients. These are the people that I can handle. These are the people that I'm good at. These are the industries that I understand. And these are the industries that I don't. And better to have friends that I can sit there and say, you know what? I need your help. I need you to come in and work with me on this project, because you have an expertise that I don't. We're going to serve the client better together if I bring you on board, and we can all do better work together. Because when we do better work, we get referred, and we're trusted, and we're liked, and we're needed again. Because people will sit there and say, wait a second, they took care of us the last time. They'll take care of us again. We need to think of the world that way, that the world is not half full. It's not half empty. It's refillable. Fill your glass with the things that make you profitable. Put the big rocks in first. You know, put the big rocks in first. Take the things that you do best and put those into your glass first, because those are the ones that are going to make you money. Now let's go out to commercial. And when we come back, I'm going to bring Patty on board. And she and I are going to talk marketing, and we're going to have a blast. I'll be right back. This is Ben Baker of the You're Living Brand Live Show on K4HD Radio. We'll be right back.
The You're Living Brand Show is brought to you by Your Brand Marketing. Did you know that the world views your brand not as you desire, but as it relates to them? That's why you need to communicate your brand. Tell a story. Win loyalty. Your Brand Marketing helps you reach that goal. It's time to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. It's time to contact Your Brand Marketing. Please visit www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download a free chapter of the book on personal branding. That's www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download your free copy now.
Welcome back to K4HD Radio. This is Ben Baker, and this is the Your Living Brand Live Show. Welcome back to the show. This is the Your Living Brand Live Show. It's Ben Baker, and it is my pleasure to bring on Patty Farmer onto the show this week. Patty is an amazing guest, and you are going to absolutely love her passion. You're going to love her energy, and she's going to teach you some incredible things about marketing. She has been an international speaker for decades. She does incredible workshops around the world, and she is just a bundle of energy. So sit back. Enjoy the conversation. Patty, welcome to the show. Patty, it is a phenomenal experience being with you every single time you and I talk. I love your passion. I love, you know, being with you. So thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I just love the conversation I have with you every time we have one.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. You are my hero, first of all. You know, you are absolutely my hero because you are doing the type of things that I take a look and say, okay, that's the next level. When I look at the thing, I say, okay, I want to be like Patty because this is what she's doing, and that's where I want to be. So it's nice to have somebody out there in the marketing world that's out there doing the speaking circuit, et cetera, that's at that next level because it gives you something to strive for. And I love having somebody there that has that passion, that has that vision, and is striving for the new stuff. It doesn't matter how old we get, that we get to sit there and say, you know what, there's always something new to be striving for. And I love that. So I want to dive into you, you know, who you are, what you do, why you do it. Because it's Patty Farber International. You know, you're not just this local personality. You have spoken around the world. You're doing some incredible things right now. So tell the world a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so who I am, I always love to say, is who I actually am to the core is I am really a people connector and a dot connector. That's what I love to say. Really, the thing that I love to do the most is just connect the dots, which the reality really is that's why I think that I have achieved the success that I have, is because sometimes when people bring me in, they're like, oh my gosh, Patty, I'm against the wall. I feel like I've done everything I can do. And I come in and look, and they have done a lot of things. We just need to connect the dots because they're just not packaged or positioned properly in the marketplace, right? Which is what I love. So what I always love to say is my passion is about helping you master your marketing and leverage the media and monetize your business. Because really it's a combination of those three things that I think really is the secret sauce.
It's the M words. You know, you are the queen of the M words. So, you know, get me right. It says you got a magazine coming. You know, you have a magazine, a new magazine format coming out. You got a podcast coming out. You got a live event coming up. So, you know, tell me about they're all linked. So, you know, tell me the name, you know, the name that everything goes with, because I love the name because it's a great alliteration, and how you're linking all these events together to be able to allow people to see, you know, what the next steps can be in their lives.
Awesome. So, you know, I think a lot of times people think that we have to do everything, right? You know, oh my gosh, I need to do this, 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 this. I don't believe that that's true. You just need to start.
Right.
You know, you just need to start somewhere. And for me, to be totally honest, the magazine was something that literally was something I wanted so bad. And my team pretty much told me, it's not the time. Like, we don't have the bandwidth yet to do it. I put it on the back burner for like a year. We've been doing the magazine since fourth quarter 2017. And I love doing the magazine. And I knew we really needed to do a podcast as well. I used to do a live radio show.
Right.
I knew I did, but one of the things that I've always believed is have one thing be successful, then roll out the next thing, then roll out the next thing. I mean, really, honestly, if you just dump everything on everybody all at once, you're like, oh yeah, this is really great, but how do you create buzz for that, right? You need to keep it in new and exciting, and you need to watch your analyticals, and you need to be able to tweak things as they go to make sure that they're working. And the other thing that I think is really important too is one of the things that I have really taken seriously in my business is that every new division, for lack of a better word, has to pay for itself.
Right.
Otherwise, if everything's coming out of the same pot, you don't really know if there's a gap, if something's bleeding you dry, you don't know. And so for me, every time I start something new, yes, the main pot, so to speak, says, okay, you have 6 months for this to work, and I tweak it to make it work. And then we can add out the next thing, and then the next thing. You know what I'm saying? So it started with the magazine. Actually, it started with a one-day event that was marketing, media, and money.
Right.
And we did that twice.
So that's what everything's about. It's about marketing, media, and money.
Money, yes. That everything comes down to that for me. And then we decided to do the magazine. And we did the magazine, like I said, since 2017. We just hit a huge benchmark for us. So I'm super excited, which really told me that now it was time to move to the next thing. So now we're coming out with the podcast. I'm really excited about that. I love the idea that this is just another dimension of the way that my audience can interact with the industry experts that we are utilizing. Because the thing that the magazine is about at its core is that we want you to see where our industry experts are sharing what's working now. Like, what are the actual strategies that you can put into place? Not what was working 5 years ago or a year ago, but like, we need to stay on top of things and be an early adopter and a disruptor, not just try to get in on the end of it when it was working for everybody else, right? You need to know, what are people doing now? So that was really important to me. And now the podcast, I really want to interview them so people can hear them interact and we can have people, you know, call in. Well, not really call in since it's a podcast. On the live radio, we really did have people call in, but right, just kind of interact with us and stuff. And then we're going to go to the live event. Now, next year in 2021, the live event will be in Las Vegas. It'll be a 3-day event. But between now and then, we are doing the live event. Still is a 1-day event, but we're coming to a city near you. And we're actually doing it once a quarter across the U.S. So I'm kind of really excited about that. That's going to be really fun.
You know, and before we get into the nuts and bolts of what exactly, you know, the whole program is all about, I think that we need to unpack this a little bit, is that it's so important for people to sit there and say, if I throw everything at the wall at once, how do you know what works and what doesn't?
Exactly.
You know, it is amazing how many people say, okay, I'm going to do my Facebook, my LinkedIn, my Twitter. I'm going to put an ad out there. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And they throw their marketing all over the place with absolutely no way of understanding whether things are working or whether they're not working. They're not listening. They're not, you know, looking at the analytics. They're not sitting there saying, oh, wait a second here, let's test this. You know, I come from the direct mail business. I, you know, 25 years ago, I killed a lot of trees. And it's true. We created our own forests and then killed them off. You know, it's amazing to me how much time we did. We tested things, and you did, you know, A/B testing of this. You sent one package of, you know, of mail here, and you sent another package of mail here, and you gathered the response and said what worked, what didn't work. But if you tried to do too many things at once, you had absolutely no idea. So I love that your thought process is, okay, let's do the magazine. Let's test it. Is it working? Is it resonating with our audience? Is it speaking the message we wanted to speak? Is it solving the problems we want to solve? Great. It's profitable. Wonderful. Now let's see. What if we take that to a podcast format? Perfect. All right. Let's look at that. Let's evaluate that. And then it's, you know, taking it to the next thing, which is the live events. It's doing them not all simultaneously, but in sequence to be able to make sure that you test, refine, make sure something's working, get all the kinks out of it, and then moving to the next part. So I love that you're taking that philosophy.
Thank you so much. I think there's two things that I think are key right here. The first thing is, I think it's important for people to realize that their ideal client may not be their audience.
Right.
A lot of times people think it is, right? Oh, I have this many people following me. I have a this and a this and this. That's great. But if they're not your ideal client, you don't. They're not your audience. I mean, I had a doctor wanted to work with me, and he said, oh, Patty, I have all these people. I said, I know, but are your clients going to hire you to speak? I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it's like, really, honestly, that's not what's going to happen. So that's really important. The second thing is, a lot of times in marketing, you will hear people talk a lot about your target market.
Right.
And I think that's really good as a first step. But the most important thing in my world is, who is the target buyer?
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a target market. I'm looking for a target buyer. And when I have events, I want buyers in seats, not butts in seats. Right. You know, it's really, who's your target buyer? And a lot of people are like, well, Patty, what's the difference? And for anybody who's listening, if you don't, so you're not going, oh, what is the difference? It's really that if they have a problem and you have a solution, yes, they're your target market. But what makes them a target buyer is if they have a problem and you have a solution and they're actively looking for the solution.
And they have the ability to pay.
Yeah, that too, right? So really, honestly, it's, who's your target buyer? So don't, you know, yes, a good first step is finding out who your target market is. But then you have to go so much deeper. And that's how you know whether your pricing is right, whether your packages are correctly, are you positioned in the marketplace correctly? All those things are key to your success.
Right. Yeah, because if we're not sitting there going, okay, who are the people that are tearing their hair out right now? Who are the people that we have a solution that we can solve? And these are the people that actually are going to sit there and wave money at us and sit there and say, please solve our problem for us. We're looking at the wrong people. You know, it's
I think, and a lot of times people get caught up. I have to tell you, I'm just going to say it, is they read their own press, right?
Yes.
You know? And I think it's really important to realize that we're in the perception creating business, right? And so the reality really is you can't read your own press. Like, yeah, stop doing that, right? And the thing is, you have to make sure that we're talking to the right people, that we know what the value is that we are bringing to the marketplace, and stop talking about ourselves. They, you know, the only reason why they even care is to make sure that you're credible enough that if they hire you, or if you're a good fit personality-wise. The reality is, more than they want to hear about, oh, I'm a this, a this, a this, a this, and a this, what they really want to hear about is, what are the results that I can expect to achieve if I hire you?
Yeah.
So I think one of the things as a speaker, whether you're in marketing and I'm sure branding, no matter what, in your story, it's never about us and it's always about them.
Oh, exactly. I mean, whenever I'm on stage, you know, whether I'm doing workshops for people or I'm doing keynotes or something, I spend a lot of time researching who's going to be in the audience.
Oh, that's key.
Who's going to be in the room? Who are these people? What are the issues that they're having? And what are the problems that I can actually solve? Because there's nothing worse. And I've sat through 50 or 100 talks in my life where you sit there and you're watching this guru from the stage, and you sit there going, this person knows nothing about me. They've got a canned speech. They're doing the canned speech, and they're hoping that it's going to resonate with 10 people in the audience when there's 2,000 people there. You know,
it's crazy, right?
It's crazy. Yeah, and companies spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to have these people come up on stage. But if I can't walk off a stage and have people say, you know what, that was great. You gave me something that I can work with. You gave me a tool that I can actually go out there and live my life better, or I can, you know, solve a problem based on something you said. I haven't done my job.
You know, exactly. When I'm getting ready to go and speak, you may have a, I don't want to say canned speech, but maybe you have a signature talk.
Absolutely.
Or a couple, right? The bottom line is, when you know who you're speaking in front of, the stories that you share and weave through your talk, so that you are talking to them. One of the things that I love the most of everything that people say when I talk to them after, when people say, oh my gosh, Patty, I thought you were speaking. I mean, it was like you were talking directly to me.
Yeah.
Like, well, I was, right? You know, because the thing is, somebody hired you. And if somebody hired you, like, this is your opportunity to ask them who's in the room. When I do events and I bring speakers in to speak at my event, the number one thing I want to know is, who do you want to see in those seats? Not just you come and speak for me and hope that I put the right people in the room, because all I cared about was putting butts in seats, right? What
right.
I care about is putting buyers in seats. And so how am I going to know that? By talking to them and say, who would you like to see in the seats? It's not their responsibility to put them in the room. It's my responsibility if I'm the host. And how we do that is, we have a relationship with the people that we hire to speak, and the same for them, to know that they're going to give me the best talk that's going to serve my audience if I give them information. And it works both ways, right?
Well, it's, how do you add value to the audience, the specific audience that you're in front of? And I don't care if it's a company communicating through social media or through video or whatever to their, you know, to the people that are buying from them or from a stage or a workshop or whatever. If you don't understand the mentality of the people that you're talking to, how can you ever communicate with them? How can you
communicate? You're not talking to them now. You're talking over them.
Or at them. Yes, exactly.
At them, yes.
You know, and I don't understand, you know, how companies have done this for years and years. And it may be the generation of television. the whole mass market philosophy of, you know, I'm going to send something on radio, I'm going to send something out on TV, and it's going to resonate with some people, it's not going to resonate with others, but at least I get it out to 100,000 or a million or 10 million people. That doesn't work anymore. You know, it's too expensive to run a Super Bowl ad if you don't know exactly who that Super Bowl ad is designed to speak to. You know, if you're just going to say anybody with a heartbeat and a Visa card is my client, you've missed your point.
Absolutely. And, you know, we live in a world where it's so easy to get data, right? You know, and a lot of that is asking questions.
Yes.
I was just talking to somebody the other day, and they were telling me that they put all their events on Eventbrite. And they said, but Patty, when I do, I just really don't feel like I'm getting the right people. I said, well, don't you use the options in there to gather data? And they're like, what are you talking about? I said, well, don't you ever hear when somebody says, oh, here's our demographic, that they're between this much percent is this. And he said, oh yeah, I just thought people made that up. I'm like, I can't say nobody does, but we don't make it up. We want to tell you that, right? You know, when people say, Patty, who's reading your magazine? You know, what's the demographic or who is this? You have to have data to be able to tell people. How can they know if something's the right fit for them, right? And how can I make sure that I'm having the right experts write for the magazine or be on the podcast or be on my stage if I don't know the answers to those questions? So,
well, exactly. If I had a neurosurgeon talking about neurosurgery on my show, everybody in the audience, their eyes would just glaze over. They truly and absolutely would. Unless this person could take it and bring it into a branding point of view or talking about, you know, how this affects communication, etc. But if all they were doing was talking about the nuances of neurosurgery, you know, they're talking to the wrong audience in the wrong way. And I'm doing my audience nothing but a disservice by having that person on the audience, you know, on the show. So it's a matter of sitting there going, how do you create value? So my question to you is, how do you create value? When you're looking at your magazine, at your podcast, at your live events, who is the audience that you really want to affect? And how do you want to affect them?
I love the question. So for me, I am really, really passionate about entrepreneurs and business owners, but I want them to have already been in business for a while, right? They've already passed that stage of, I know everything, or they're past the stage now where they're bootstrapping it, right? Now they're really willing to understand that, you know, hey, I need to invest in myself, and they get that. But more importantly than that, I really want them to be, you know, say maybe they're at $80,000, $100,000 a year, but they really want to get to a quarter of a million, half a million, or before. And they're ready to lean in and step into that and do what's ever necessary. So, like, now they're ready to hone their message, right? Now they really understand that they really need to get, how important it is to get their marketing down, and who is their audience and who is their market, and really be able to leverage media. Leveraging the media is the thing that I am so excited about. You know, it used to be just social media, but, you know, new media, multimedia, you really need to be in so many, and there's never been a time where there's many opportunities now, but you have to be able to leverage it. It cracks me up. I have to tell you, Ben, it cracks me up when I read on Facebook where somebody says, oh, I just got interviewed on this podcast, and then that's what they do. And I'm like, really? Why weren't you leveraging it when you got booked, and then leveraging it when you're getting interviewed, and then leveraging it when it comes out, and then leveraging it, you know what I mean? I mean, there are so many ways, just that one thing. You know, you really, there's just so many different ways to be able to leverage it. And that's how you truly monetize your business, really, is thinking about, what did I just agree to do? What am I going to do? You know, what did I just do, right? And where is the next step that that's going to take me? And to be thinking every one of those steps so that there's always a congruency of movement, right? It's really important.
Yeah, well, I mean, talking about mediums, I mean, talk about people that a lot of time don't understand the strategy of what they're doing. The conference, you know, people go to conferences and people that exhibit at trade shows. They show up, they do their day, they spend half their time on their phone, they go home, and they say, well, there was no ROI. Well, of course there was no ROI. You didn't do anything. You know, you didn't leverage it ahead of time. You didn't leverage it afterwards. When you were at the actual show, you weren't actually at the show. And you didn't do what it took to be able to make sure that you have the right people that you're connecting with, you know, while you're there. So no wonder there's no ROI, because you didn't build the strategy. And I'm sure that's a lot of what you do is helping people build the right strategies.
That's my favorite word.
Communicate effectively.
Strategy, leverage, and monetize. Like, those are my three favorite words. And I love them, and every single thing should be about that. I mean, I always like to say, for me and for my clients, we don't do anything if we haven't already figured out how you're going to monetize it. I mean, maybe it's not monetized day one. Yeah. A lot of times it can be, right? But you have to know how you're going to monetize it, you know? So a lot of times, like you're saying with mediums, people say, oh, I did a blog, and oh, I think I'll do a podcast, and oh, I think I'm going to do this. Oh, how are you going to monetize that? Like, how is that going to be return on an investment, right? And I have to tell you, Ben, the thing that I really believe is that relationships are the currency in today's business environment.
Agreed.
I'd like to say, with that said, how fat is your wallet, right? You know, it's really, really important right now to really be building those relationships. I have to tell you, a lot of times, and here's a good key point to what you were just saying a second ago about really honestly making sure that you have the right strategy and not just doing things. So, you know, teleseminars and summits, they've been around for a while, right? One of the things that I really love is people will ask me, I get asked all the time to speak on summits. And one of the things I think is so funny is they're like, oh, Patty, here's our requirements, right? Our requirements are, you know, you send it to your list and you put it on social media, you do this, you do this, you do this. And we want you to jump on a call for like 15 minutes to see if you're the right fit, and we want to interview you. I'm like, okay, which is always so funny for me. And they get on there and they ask me all these questions. And then they're like, done. Oh, perfect, Patty. And I'm like, well, hold on. And I said, well, I have a couple questions. And like, what? I'm like, what are you going to do to market it?
Yeah.
Like, or were we your marketing plan? Like, is your marketing plan to invite influencers and we are going to do it? And which I think is funny. And then when they say to me, oh, one time somebody said to me, you know what, Patty, we had more response from you, because, you know, they track it, from you than from all the other speakers together. But get this, this was like crazy. She says, but you know what? We kind of thought it would be more. I said, more than everybody else that did together? I mean, like, how much more could you want, right? They're like, oh, but Patty, we just really knew. And I said, no, wait a second. You don't understand. There's nobody who has a list that when you say, oh, we're looking for people who have, you know, whatever, 2,000, 5,000, whatever the going thing is right now, right? That they're going to send it to every person on their list. Who would do that?
Right.
People say to me, Patty, we would love for you to be part of this launch or this. My very first question is, well, who is it that you want to talk to? Like, who is your audience? So how I'm going to strategically serve you and support you is that I'm going to send it, if it's 5,000, well, guess what? I'm going to send it to 5,000 of the people on my list that fit that criteria.
Well, so you've segmented your list properly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just think, you know, a lot of times people don't have those steps. They don't know it, right? You know why? Because they take free classes and think that that's going to get them where they need to go instead of investing into somebody, something or somebody, whomever, that really can actually take them there. I'm going to tell you, free classes that you can take, you know, where you're going to learn the top three things, blah, 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 isn't going to get you there.
It's worth what you paid for it.
Exactly.
It's worth exactly what you paid for it. I mean, I'm a big believer. You know, and it's one thing that you said about partnerships. You know, I'm with you 100%. It says, when I'm speaking at a conference, yeah, okay, I'm going to send it out to everybody that, you know, that I think is should know about it. But what are they doing? It's got to be a partnership. It's got to go both ways. You know, both parties have to benefit from this. Or if all they're doing is they're just leaning on your list, why are you there? You could run an event, you know, probably more successfully on your own, and you probably do. You know, based on the fact that if all you're doing is promoting their event and they're not promoting their own event, why are you there? You know,
it's really kind of funny. I do 5 events a year. I produce 5 events a year, not counting ones I help my clients with. And one of the things that I made the decision to do when I decided that that was the next step for me, I have never one time asked anybody who speaks on my stage to promote it to their list. I feel like the people on their list, they already know who they are, right? Now, if they want to share it because there's other speakers and, you know, if that will serve your audience, then I think that's really, really great. I feel as the host, my job is to put people in the room that are for you. I mean, you know what I mean? So I feel really strongly about being a really good partner, right? I think it's really important.
Well, you host the party. You know, the host of the party, you know, makes the turkey, let's face it. You know, you're not asking your guests to show up with a full meal.
Exactly.
for lack of a better analogy.
Right. I mean, you know, actually I heard one time I was at an event early on in my career, and the person who was hosting it gave this exercise. I thought it was phenomenal. She said, if you were going to have this dinner party and you were hiring somebody to come in and do the whole party, so you didn't actually have to do any of the work, you were going to get to sit at the table and you were going to have 12 people, who would the 12 people be that you would want to sit at that table? Didn't matter who they were, whether you know them or not, dead or alive, who would those people, your ultimate dinner party? And she had us write those names down. And then what she said was that I thought was really great is she said, why did you choose them? What were the three characteristics of that person that you, why you chose them? And then she said, who else do you know right now in your network that also has those characteristics? And she said, those are the people that you should invite into your inner tribe. And I was like, it was powerful.
I love that. That's huge. You know, to just sit there and say, okay, fine. You know, these are the qualities that you truly and absolutely resonate with. These are the people and the qualities of the people that you truly enjoy being around. Go hang out with them. You know, and that there's nothing more powerful than that. You know, because what do you want to do? You want to hang around with people that you don't enjoy? Do you want to have dinner with people that you think are real duds? No. You want to be around the people that you really, you know, that you get something with, that inspire you, that bring you to the next level. And I love that.
Yeah, I really learned that. I learned that early on and it became really important to me. It made a huge impact. And I just really chose that, you know, I'm on the road. I travel, I do a lot of things, and I just want to surround myself with people that bring me joy, right? You know, that's what it's all about, right? We want to be happy. I want my story to be that I do business and in my personal life with people that I really like to be around, right?
Right. So looking forward, what's the number one thing that's coming up in the next 24 months that's really exciting you, Patty?
What's really exciting me is this event that I'm doing. This is the seventh one. But what's exciting about it for me is, I'll go ahead and admit it. When I first did this event, my coach said, oh, Patty, you should do an event and have 350 people there. And I thought, oh, I could speak at other people's events, but it wasn't how I wanted to do my event. And so what I did was I decided to put on this event quietly, so if it bombed, nobody would know about it, right? You know, it was your test event. Yeah, it was a huge success, but I learned a lot. Like, I did it in New York City during New York Fashion Week, which cost me a bundle because I didn't realize it was that. But now everybody loves it. We have it every year during New York Fashion Week. But one of the things I'm really excited about is we're getting more and more people coming from out of the country. And this year we only have 9 Americans. Everybody else is Europe, which has been really fun. You know, I speak a lot out of the country, so that was really fun for me to be able to do that. And it's just a great opportunity. And then they tell you what the next thing is, right? And so they said to me, Patty, you know what we would really love? And I said, what's that? They said, we would really love it if you would do one of these internationally. And I thought, oh, where would I want to do it at, right? And I am part Italian.
Uh-huh.
And to Italy. And so I decided, oh, I'd love to do it in Italy. So last September, I went and spent a month in Italy.
Wow.
And in the first quarter of next year, we're actually doing the event in Italy. I'm super excited.
What an incredible thing. And how many people would come to your event?
Well, this event is kind of a two-part. So the first part of the event that we started with was a retreat. So we had 25.
Right.
That was the first thing. But then what we did the third year, they said, oh, Patty, we would really love it if we could do an alumni one. So now we do the event. I take 3 days off, and then I do an alumni intensive. So now we have, so far this year, 70 at the alumni intensive. We cap the retreat itself at 25 because sure. They come with the project and they leave with their project done. So, or the plan for their project. So it is very, you know, really centered about that. But then we have the alumni intensive. We have 70. I'm kind of thinking next year, the alumni one, we may have to do one in the spring and one then, because I don't know if we can just do them all and stuff. We're going to wait and see what happens in Italy. But I have to tell you, I've never been more excited. And then this year they said to me, they've been writing to me, you know what would be really great, Patty? If you added on a day that was just about speaking. And so I think we're going to roll that out at this next one. So we'll see.
You know what? You got some incredible things coming out. I got one last question for you, and then I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
And this is a question I try to ask everybody as they leave my show. When you leave an event, when you get in your car and you walk away and you drive away, what's the one thing you want people to think about you when you're not in the room?
The one thing I want people to think about me when I'm not in the room after an event is that they can't wait that as soon as they get home to connect with me so they can continue the conversation. That's what I want them to do. What I want them to think about me is I want them to think that they know that when I showed up, that it was all about them and I left it all on the stage, because that's what's important to me.
That's awesome. I love it. Patty, I love your passion. I love, you know, the things that you're doing and the way you're doing it. And you are an inspiration. And thank you very much for being on my show. Everybody, I'm going to put it in the show notes, but it's pattyfarmer.com. And it's exactly what it is. It's PattyFarmer.com is the best way to get a hold of Patty. I'll put it in the show notes. Patty, thanks for being on the show. Hang on a second. I'm just going to go out to commercial. We're going to come back. We're going to say goodbye to everybody. This is Ben Baker of the You're Living Brand Live show on K4HD Radio. We'll be right back.
The You're Living Brand show is brought to you by Your Brand Marketing. Did you know that the world views your brand not as you desire, but as it relates to them? That's why you need to communicate your brand. Tell a story. Win loyalty. Your Brand Marketing helps you reach that goal. It's time to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. It's time to contact Your Brand Marketing. Please visit www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download a free chapter of the book on personal branding. That's www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download your free copy now.
Welcome back to K4HD Radio. This is Ben Baker, and this is the Your Living Brand Live Show. One thing that I want to talk about now that we're back is the thing that Patty talked about is not doing everything all at once. When it comes to marketing, how can you ever understand whether something is working or it's not working if you throw everything at the wind all at once and hope that something sticks? How do you know what works, what doesn't work, what works well, what doesn't work well, what resonated people with, what didn't resonate with people? It doesn't make any sense. That is why there's A-B testing. That's why people test in the marketing world. That's why people sit there and say, you know what? We're going to take the same ad and we're going to put two different headlines on it. And we're going to send it out to equal groups. And we're going to see which one resonates. It's the same exact piece, written the exact same way with the same graphics, but with a different headline. And we'll see which one resonates better. And then, okay, so you sit there and say, this one resonates 75%, this one resonates 25%. Okay, now let's take the headline. We've got the headline down. Maybe we change an image. Maybe we change two images, and then we test it again, and you keep testing and testing and testing. And that goes for all of your marketing. You know, if we take a look at marketing as incremental steps for getting better, there is no absolute, there is no perfect, there is just incremental improvement. If we look at our lives that way and sit there and say, you know what? What I did today was great. How can I do it better? How can I take the lessons that I learned from sending out this marketing piece by putting something out on Facebook, on social media, a video, an ad, whatever, and sit there and say, okay, what kind of response did I get? Did I get the type of people responding to it that I wanted to? You know, that's the thing that I look at. When I look at my social media ads and I sit there and go, okay, we had 5,000 people look at this. We had 162 people, you know, respond to it in terms of some type of engagement whatsoever. Great. Who are these people? And start looking at their profiles and is there history there? Are they all HR directors? Are they all CEOs? Are they founders? What percentage are they? Are they the type of people that I'm looking for? And I'm sitting there, great, okay, that's great. These are the people that I'm looking for. This ad that I put out or this piece of marketing or this piece of content I put out resonated with this audience. Let's test it again. And I take something that's similar and I put it out to the same audience in the same way and say, do I get a similar type of response? If I don't, then I got to figure out what happened. You know, was it just bad content? Was it a bad headline? You know, what happened that you didn't get the type of response that you did the previous time? And you need to take a look at these things step by step, because if you stay there and say, okay, I'm going to throw 30 different ads out on social media, how are you ever going to know which one worked and why? What was the incremental difference that made this one better than this one? But if we take two ads, or the same ad, and we put it out in two different marketplaces and sit there and say, okay, did it resonate in the Southwest, but it didn't resonate in, you know, Washington, D.C.? Okay, that's great. So now we sit there and say, this ad works on the West Coast. Let's test it out a little bit more. Yes, okay, it works on the West Coast, but why doesn't it work on the East Coast? Let's take a look and sit there and say, okay, was there a headline? Was it a picture? Was it something that didn't resonate with an East Coast audience? We need to think about these things. Because marketing is personal. You know, you can't send the same ad, the same content, the same graphics out to every single person and think it's going to resonate with people. You need to know, first of all, who do you want to attract? You know, who are they? What do they do? Why do they do it? Why should they care about you? What do you have in your back pocket that's going to make their lives better? And if you can look at life that way, it doesn't matter what you do, what kind of company you're in, what type of industry you're in. If you look at things in the way of how can I make somebody's life better? How can I make their life easier? How can I give them what they want and they need to make their lives just a little bit better? That's how you reach people. That's how you build trust. That's how you build influence. And if we can do that on a daily, monthly, yearly basis, we're going to build trust. And that trust, you know, takes time. It takes time to build up trust. It takes time to build people to sit there and say, you know what? Wait a second. It's a piece by Ben Baker. I'm going to read that. You know, I do that with Seth Godin. Seth Godin has written over 7,000 blog posts. Every single morning, his blog ends up in my in-basket. Guess what? I read it every single morning. And you know what? There's some mornings I don't like, and there's some mornings I think are good, and there's some mornings I take it and I flip it over to social media and I add a comment or two to it and I send it out to my social media feed and sit there and say, you know what? This was phenomenal. You have to read this. But he built that trust that I'm looking for his email, for his blog post in my in-basket every single morning because there's consistency, because there's quality, and because the content resonates with me. And if you can be consistent in your content, if you can speak to your particular audience, the people that see value in you, you're always going to do well. You know, everybody, this has been a wonderful day. Enjoy the day. You know, we'll see you next week. I'm hopefully going to be back next week. I'm still flying. I'm still in Australia. You know, I'm either going to be here another week or I'm going to be back live next week. But either way, this is the Your Living Brand.live show. Every Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, we are here. Whether Ben's live or I'm recorded, there will always be a new guest to teach you something new. So enjoy the week, and we'll see you next week. Have a good one. This has been the Your Living Brand.live show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. My name is Ben Baker, and my company is Your Brand Marketing. We help you to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. If you want to communicate more effectively and build influence through trust, contact us at yourbrandmarketing.com. That's www.yourbrandmarketing.com. But every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, this is the Your Living Brand Live Show. Tune in next week on K4HD Radio when we ask another guest, what's your story?